I've been joined by John Lowe and Laura Compton from West Lothian. Afternoon, folks. How you doing?
Fine, thanks, Derek.
Good. Folks, we've been going around schools in Scotland, local authorities, looking at the instances where people are starting to employ the use of a range of devices, sometimes in one-to-one settings, sometimes in shared settings. But what we're really interested in is, first and foremost, what is the impact on learning of such scenarios? But with you guys managing what you're doing in West Lothian in terms of things like the wireless networks that are associated with it and how you're starting to develop sustainable approaches to their use and also the impact on learning that you're looking for, how have you begun that process?
We've been at it for quite a while. So if I was giving advice to anybody, I think you need to see this as an authority strategy and certainly a service-led strategy from the very top. Our model is very much one where we're creating an infrastructure that will allow the use of a range of pupil-owned and authority-owned devices within all our schools. So it is socially inclusive on the basis that it enables a situation that allows us to use devices to enhance learning and fundamentally for me probably transform learning. And by doing that, what we're talking about is creating a situation where these devices can be used where appropriate across the full range of the curriculum to allow students to develop, deepen, inquire further, achieve outcomes and experiences that are not possible if that technology isn't easily and instantly available to them at the appropriate time within whatever curricular area that they've been tasked to work on by their teacher.